Good evening.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. Yourself, Nick?
Well, for sure, I'm well.
Good.
We'll start in a couple of minutes. Philip, your phone is causing some static, so if you press star six, it will mute your phone.
Star six?
We won't hear star six.
Okay.
And then if you want to ask a question during the class, just press star six again and we'll be able to hear you.
Okay.
We can get started. Please join me in saying the Anabakoach. Anabakoach, Gedulat Yemincha, Katir, Tzera, Aleph Bet Gimel Yutach Tzadi, Kabel Rinat, Amcha sagvenu taharenu no ra. Kufrei Shayan Sintet Nun. Na gibor dorshei hudcha kivavat shamre. Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin. The sequence Yud Kaf Shin is a healing sequence that we utilize to take our any part of our bodies that need healing back to their stem cell state, where they will be cleansed, where they will be healed, where they will be rejuvenated. And then upon that action taking place, we will return them to the body, where they will again do their job as they were created to do perfectly. Barchem tacharem rachame sitkata gam yitkamem betet reish taditaf gimel chasin kadosh na We're reading from the verse from Samuel Beth. Wesam timakom le'amil Israel untati v'shatan ta'al v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yirtifu v'ne avla la'adlo ash v'lishona. And I will appoint a place for my people, Israel, and will plant them that they may dwell in a place of their own and be moved no more. Neither shall the children of wickedness afflict them any more, as at the first. And the eighth verse we say in a whisper. Or we should be going to go along by it.
On the end.
So, the handout for tonight's class is available on the Hashem website. It is, you find it by going to the Revealed Wisdom link in the red bar at the top. Scroll down till you see the matrix. It's in the first row, the far column, to the right column. And it's a Zohar class. If you click on that link in the top box on the right, it will take you to a page that has all of the different parashas, parashiot. Scroll down till you find the Sefer Bamidbar. And this tonight's class is coming from the Parasha of Pinchas. So click on that link, and there you will see three handouts, section 17, section 18, and section 19. And so that's what we're going to be doing tonight, depending on how far we get. Before we start, are there any questions? Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Adenu Kodanei Aleinu Maasei Adenu Kodaneihu. Pasuk 118. Kum Rabbi Abba Lecha Cha Milin Dioraita. Bia Amrat Bechibura Kadma Apatach Rabbi Abba, we amar Shiru Hashem, Shir Chadash Tehilato, mi ikseil ha'aretz v'gomer kama, chavivin Yisrael kamei kucha berichu, v'ched badi lifon. Wetushpachta Bilhon Lavihu Elabeya Dehaka Kanenan Kohedva Israel Dila Mishtatfe Balikucha Berichu Lavihu Hedva Vizaminihu Samael Vikosayaita Dileya Likatrega Lehahu Hedva Vishtiar Vitsara Uvishya Vikuchabrihu Laishtata Vihahu. Arise, Rabbi Abba, to expound and refresh new matters in the Torah. As you said in the compilation of the first part, Rabbi Abba began, sing to Hashem a new song and his praise from the end of the earth. How beloved are Israel before the Holy One, blessed be He, for their rejoicing and their praises are only in Him. For so we have learned that any rejoicing of Israel in which they do not involve the Holy One, blessed be He, is no rejoicing at all. And in the future, Samael and all his band will denounce that rejoicing, and they will be left with sorrow and weeping. And the Holy One, blessed be He, will not partake of that sorrow. I am adding, this last sentence is difficult to understand. We all know people who are happy at their various simchas, their various happy events, yet who do not include Hashem in the event. This idea that Samael will denounce the people who do this can be simply understood. Yet what is the idea that the Holy One will not partake of that sorrow? Oh, now I understand. Hashem does not consider the rejoicing without Him as rejoicing. Thus, the denouncing from Sam is not valid. Therefore, the people will have sorrow between the leaving of this world and the judgment day when they will realize that the spiritual system does not consider their rejoicing without Hashem as actual rejoicing. This is dealing with the illusion versus the reality. Sam will denounce the rejoicing, but Hashem doesn't consider it rejoicing. And since he doesn't consider it rejoicing, the denouncement isn't valid. So someone who's passed and going to that judgment day, that judgment period, is concerned and frightened because he realizes once he's left the body that he has not included Hashem in his rejoicing. And so he thinks he's going to be punished because he thinks that Sam is going to denounce him. And that stress and that pressure is what it's being referred to here, that Hashem will not partake in that sorrow. He'll remove those fears through his judgment that it wasn't sorrow and disregard all of the Sam's denouncing. Verse 119. Good Shabarifu, Ushkin Taya, Mechedva, Dileya, Im Yete, Mekatrega, Lekatrega, Behai, Hedva, Good Shabarifu, Ushkin Taya, Ushkin Taya, Mishtatev behau sa'ara ma'ketiv be'ya b'kol tziratam lo tzar u'tma b'gen d'imo anochi b'tzara. But whoever involves the Holy One, blessed be He, and His Shekhinah in His rejoicing, if the accuser should come to denounce that rejoicing, the Holy One, blessed be He, in His Shekhinah, participate in that sorrow. For does not Scripture say, in all their affliction He was afflicted? And how is this? Because the verse says, I will be with Him in the trouble. I am adding, now what is the Sam denouncing in this situation? Perhaps he spent more than he had, or he did not invite some people that he needed to do so for his tikkun. Sam denounces and Hashem supports the charge, yet also supports the person in his judgment and cleansing for these types of mistakes. This is because he participated in the simcha, because the person thought of him at that time. The person remembered the Creator and the Shekhinah in his joy, something that is not always easy to do. Verse 120. Unalan deitz lonely Israel, l'shatfa l'kucha barichu ushkinte. Ushkinteya bechedva dila dilhom diktiv Yismach Yisrael beosav Ahi chedvav di Yisrael Lavihu ela beosan osav Beosav beosav Mi ba'eleya elai lein kucha brifu. Ushkin teya we aviv ve'imo de'af algav demitu kucha brifu. Akar lon me'got kemolayan Ve'ate yon ayma ima ya lehahu hedva lenada ulaka dehedva in kuchabrifu ushkinteya kada'a ha'oso yegash farbo. And how do we know that Israel have to involve the Holy One, blessed be He, and His Shekhinah in their rejoicing? It is as is written, let Israel rejoice in Him, they who made Him, the meaning of which is that Israel has no rejoicing but with them who made Him. He asks, why? Them who made Him, when it should be He who made Him. He answers that this refers to the Holy One, blessed be He in His Shekhinah, and a person's father and his mother. For even if the latter be dead, the Holy One, blessed be He, uproots them from the Garden of Eden and brings them with Him to that rejoicing so that they can participate in the rejoicing. And the Holy One, blessed be He in His Shekhinah, participate in the rejoicing. And the meaning of them who made Him is as in the verse, let him that made Him bring near his sword to Him. And that many grandparents are melancholy at a grandchild's bar or bat mitzvah. If they would only look up to see the missing relatives, how joyful they would become, how helpful they would be in helping the person, giving the simcha to remember the Creator. That's the end of section 17. Does anybody have any questions? Section 18. There are three craftsmen, heaven, earth, and water. Pasuk 121. Da amar v'yosav v'gin d'barnash itaved v'shut afut gavra v'itav kutsha barichu v'arazada kitiv Na'ase Adam B'shutafu B'tanenan Tilato Manin Aved Kuchabarichu V'apaka Minfon Alma V'ilein Inun Shemaya V'ara Umaya V'kohad Shemaish Ad yoma v'ahad through kamil kadmain. An alternative explanation of they who made him is that it refers to the Holy One, blessed be He, and the person's father and mother. Since man is made in partnership between man, his wife, and the Holy One, blessed be He. And about this secret it is written, let us make man. Us implying a partnership with his father and his mother. For we have learned that the Holy One, blessed be He, made three craftsmen with whom to produce the world, namely heaven, earth, and water. And each one of them served for one day, and then later each served for a second day, as they did previously. My commentary. If people will think about who created them, this pasuk is not a surprise. What is a surprise is the idea that each of the craftsmen served for one day and then another day. Let us look at this teaching and evaluate the relationship of the day to the concept of male and female. Sunday is unity and clearly relates to Hashem. Monday is separation as well as sexual union. Why would there be only one person in charge of this day? If we follow the order of the pattern, then this day was controlled by the father, and it would be male. It is also possible, and I think it is actually mother, who is responsible for this creation. Tuesday, in my opinion, it is father. Wednesday, this is the day that the sun and moon were created, and it is also the day that the moon diminished herself. In a sense, this can only be created by the creator. Thursday, the fishes and other water-based life forms were created by Ima, or the mother. Friday was created by the Yesod, which is Abba, or father. Please remember the above is my opinion and may be incorrect. And you'll find in the next pasuk, which I didn't have at the time I wrote this commentary, you'll find that I did make some errors in what I said. And that is an important thing for any student of mine, but any student of any teacher, to question whether this teacher is telling the truth or not, recognizing the mistakes that people make, especially in the study of Kabbalah. Verse 122. Yom ha'akad ma'ah apik shemaya umanuta dileya Diktivu, diktivayomer, Elohim yehiyor, vayehiyor, yomatinyana, apiku, maya umanuta, laavita, diktivayomer, Elohim yehi rakia betoch hamayim vegomer istalaku palya maya leela ufalga maya letata ishtaru veilmalekach didam yait parashu Alma la hawa kaim yomatelita avidatara beapikat kima teit paktat dikti vayomer Elohim tad sheharet Deshe esav uktivatotze haaretz deshe vegomer. On the first day, heaven produced its craft, as it is written. And Elohim said, let there be light, and there was light. On the second day, water gave of its craft, as it is written. And Elohim said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, where half the waters ascended on high, and half remained below. And had the waters not divided, there would have been no world. On the third day, the earth did as it was commanded. As it is written, let the earth bring forth grass. And the earth brought forth grass. The pasuk is clear as to the relationship between Hashem, the heaven and the earth, and the first 3 days of creation. Thus, Chesed was created by heaven. Gevura was created by water from this verse. This does not make sense, since water is connected to Chesed. Tiferet was created by the earth. Verse 123. Ad haka kol umana meilein telata apik umanuta dileya Way of doom, adit perchadu, ishta aru talat yomin, acharanin yoma, galad ish pekayed, umana, kadma alamebad, umana dileya, diki zayomer Elohim, Yehi marolot beorot begomer v'chayenu shamayim b'yoma chamasha api kubmiya maya dihu bana achara dikti v'yomer Elohim yishritzu Hameyim v'gomer v'yoma shetita'a avdat ara umanuta dila sikti v'yomer Elohim totze haret nefesh chaya v'gomer. So far, each of the three craftsmen had produced of its craft, and they had done what they had been ordered to do. Three other days remained in the act of creation. On the fourth day, the first craftsman, heaven, was commanded to do its craft, as it is written. And Elohim said, there be lights in the firmament of the heaven. And so we have the skies. On the fifth day, it was again the turn of the second craftsman, water, as it is written, and Elohim said, let the waters swarm. And on the sixth day, the earth again produced its craft, as it is written, and Elohim said, let the earth bring forth living creatures. This pasuk seems to be clear to me. Verse 124. Kevan didla umaninilein ashlimu ovadaihu amar lon kutshabarichu umanuta chada itlemebad vihu adam itchabaru kachada vianayim chom Na'ase Adam Gufa, Ilchon Viana, Ahe, Shutafu, Imchon, Vina'ase Adam, Kimadiv Kadmeyata, Avaba Shutafu, Akidame Livatar, Abadavea Ave Davik. Vita Dishmaya Vya Vita Vita Dimaya Vita Vehi Umana Kalita Ake Gavna Diara Vakucha Barifu Vishta Tav Behadaihu These three craftsmen, having finished their tasks, the Holy One, blessed be He, said to them, I have one more creation to make, namely man. Join yourselves together, and let us, I with you, make man. The body shall be made by you, and I will be a partner with you by giving the soul. And we shall make man, and just as formerly the three craftsmen worked in a partnership in the act of creation, so also was it subsequently with the creation of man. There is the Father with whom he made the works of heaven and the works of the water, from whom comes the whiteness that is in man, and the woman who is the third craftsman, like the earth, from whom comes the redness in the baby. And then there is the Holy One, blessed be He, who participated with them, from whom comes the soul. And in respect of this secret, The text has they who made him. In reference to the Holy One, blessed be he, a person's father and a person's mother. Again, the pasuk seems clear. Pasuk 125. We are Falgal Diaba Vima It Barashu Me Hailma Edwa Bako Shuta Futa Have Dehane Nan Bishata Devarnash Shatif Lakucha Barisu Lehedba Dileya Kucha barichu ate, legin ta di eden, le'akar. Mitaman la'avuhi, ve'imeya, de'inun shutafuvin, ve'ha'bahadeya. Ve'ate, lo'nimeya. Vahu kebal vikuhu zeminin tamanu bne nashala yadin aval biatku devarnash kuchabrichu zamin kabet lekabeya bilchodo vilauda la avuhi ulimeya Haidikti batsiyatzar li ekra Hashem ve'el Elohe Ashaveya. And even though his father and his mother might have departed from this world, a man rejoices with all the three partners of his making. As we have learned, when a man involves the Holy One, blessed be he, in his rejoicing, the Holy One, blessed be he, comes to the Garden of Eden and takes his father and mother from there, for they are partners with him and brings them with him to that rejoicing. And all of them are there together, but people do not know it. When, on the other hand, a man is in trouble, the Holy One, blessed be he, is there with him alone, and he does not inform his father and mother, as it is written. In my distress, I called upon Hashem and cried to my Elohim. There is a beautiful idea being expressed as an aspect of Hashem's mercy, only telling the parents when their child is acting properly and good, and not telling them when he is bad, to save them the embarrassment and the pain of that knowledge. That's the end of the section. Are there any questions? Section 19, three partners, the Holy One, Father, and the Mother. Verse 126. Amar kucha barichu ana ushkintai shuta futa vimishmata. Ve'avo ve'ime shuta futa Tegufa de'evo Mazriya Lovan de'anim Udgarmin ve'gika ve'gidim Umotcha ve'ita Shechor de'anim Bishara Visra Shaka Vi Ofaki Shimaya Viara Vikolhayalim Bilhom Vishtu Tafu Vitirateya Malakin minchom yetzer hatov v'yetzer hara l'mechevei mitzvayar mitarbayhu. Shim shavesichara le'an hara le'ya b'mama v'le'elya he'vanu b'iran v'yofin b'nunin le'it parish nisa min'chon kol ilanin v'zarim b'yara Leit parnasa minchon. The Rea HaMehemna, the faithful shepherd, said to the Holy One, blessed be he. I and my Shekhinah are the partners in the soul. A person's father and mother are the partners in the body. For his father injects the whiteness in the baby, namely the white of the eyes, the bones, the sinews, and the brain. And the woman supplies the black of the hair, the black of the eyes, the flesh, and the skin. The heavens, the earth, and all their hosts also participate in man's creation. The angels too take part, for from them comes the good inclination and the evil inclination, that man should be portrayed in both of them. The part of the sun and the moon is to give him light by day and by night, and even the beasts, the cattle, the birds, and the fish participate in man, for he makes a living from them. The trees and the seed of the earth participate in him to sustain and nourish him. The Zohar verse is explaining as a hint why all aspects of the creation were created. Intellectually, we have heard the idea that everything in creation was created to support mankind in this action of serving the Creator. In this Zohar, we see some of how that works. It is from this pasuk that the rabbis authorized the raising of pigs in Israel. They are to be used as commerce to be sold to non-Jews who are authorized to eat the pig. Now, how many think that a donation was made to certain rabbis to authorize this ruling? Verse 127. What does the Holy One, blessed be he, do? He uproots his father and mother from the Garden of Eden and brings them with him so that they should be with him at the rejoicing of their children. And so it is at the time of the redemption. For there is no rejoicing like that of the redemption, about which it is written, let the heavens be glad, and let the earth rejoice, and let it be said among the nations, Hashem reigns. Then shall the trees of the wood sing for joy before Hashem, because he comes to judge the earth. For then the Holy One, blessed be he, brings the patriarchs and matriarchs of Israel to be at their rejoicing. That's the end of the Reaya Mehemna, the faithful shepherd. And I'm adding, this is such a beautiful expression. Let us all say amen. That is the end of the section and the end of our class tonight, unless someone has questions. There will be class Saturday night at 8:30. It will also be a Zohar class. But it's different because the energy has changed. The frame of reference for the energy has changed. And our reading of this Zohar on Saturday night is an opportunity to connect to the energy of the week, do our first spiritual action of the week, doing it by connecting to the Zohar. Sunday morning at 10:30, we will have a class in You Are Who You Hate. Very unique class, highly recommended. I believe it's class number 4. At 5 o'clock Sunday afternoon, there will be a class. It's a basic class, and it's a number 5 where we will be discussing the binding by striking tool. We all always need review of that tool. At 6:30, we will be teaching a new class called the Tree of Life. You're more than welcome to join us. Hope to see you there. Monday night at 7 o'clock is a class on the letters, the Hebrew letters. This week we'll be talking about the Zion. Tuesday at 7 o'clock, we will be teaching our class in advanced reincarnation. It will be class number 58. Are there any questions? Have a beautiful week. Have a beautiful Shabbat. Shalom.
Shalom.
Thank you.
Thank you. Shalom.